Alice, I want to warmly welcome you to the Conscious Evolution Summit.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
And I also want to welcome all the listeners and viewers all over the world to this interview with Marlies. And I just want to start because when I tuned in the quality of our meeting, of our coming together, I felt like laying down in a cloud of velvet and silk. Just a quality, it was a quality of softness and a quality of feeling embraced, feeling nourished. It also felt like kind of a foundation, but a very soft foundation and also fluid, like a cloud. It's moving, it's not solid, but something is there. And I just want to share it because maybe people who are listening to this or watching this can kind of tune in this quality and just open every cell and every pore to feel this kind of, I would say it's a kind of nourishment.
Mm-hmm. It's like being really deeply held, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, and held in a very soft way, in a gentle way, in a flexible way. Mm-hmm. And I would also put the label of a female quality to it. Mm. And maybe when I share this, maybe you can share what comes up for you when you hear that or when you tune in this.
Yeah. Well, what happens here, I just feel it touches my heart. And immediately I feel, well, that's really the ground for all of us to, that we're actually born into. But so easily, it's taken away or taken away. It's like, there's so much conditioning or things that happen in our lives that we forget about that. So when you bring this in, it's like, yeah, this is the ground for all of us. And that's also the ground of the work that I do. When that's not there, I mean, how can we melt into being? We need that ground of spaciousness and velvidity. I don't know if that word exists, but I like it. And because it's a falling in love with ourselves first and arriving at that ground. So that's what bubbled up in me. And when we have that ground, there comes a deep contentment and resting inside ourselves. And then naturally we can bring that together with somebody else. And that's deeply nourishing, and that's really the feminine. It's very nourishing and very holding, and safe, first in a womb-like environment, which is very, very velvety. I'm also really happy just to be here with you. And I'm so grateful you offered this summit because it's such an opportunity for people to get a taste of so many flavors and flavors of people. And, you know, we all have different emanations and to be touched by that. So thank you for organizing this. It's very beautiful.
Thank you. And it's really, it's even though it's a lot of work, a lot of new learning for me, it's in a way it feels so also natural because it's so much what I am and what is meaningful for me. And I really also have this interest, as you said, to bring these different colors and flavors to our awareness and maybe invite each one of us to really see and tune in what when we relax and when we become more and more authentic, what is just naturally my expression, my love, my joy, where I can't resist just living that and bringing that because it's just who I am. So, and in a way, bringing all these people together feels very also simple and natural in a way.
Yeah, very natural. Yeah. And I think natural, if we, you know, what we're going to talk about, I think is bringing sexuality together with consciousness, really. And that's really also very, very natural. And that needs the holding of that velvet ground that you were speaking about. And because often, especially in spirituality, many, many traditions, sexuality is not very welcomed, and it's very helped to the side, and something that's bad and wrong, and just you name it. Even though, you know, we got a body, the body is sacred, every part of the body is sacred, including our genitals. There's no separation, you know, spirit or God or whatever we want to call it, goddess. Whoever created us had everything there. And the beauty of what we have as people too is that we have consciousness. Bringing sexuality and consciousness together, we can make choices. How we want to bring love within ourselves, with our partners, or, you know, perhaps we have people we play with as partners. We can make choices, like, how do I want to be here? How do I want to be in this world? And truly, it's not only with sexuality, it's every part of our world. You know, sexuality is a doorway in here today, probably, but in all realms of our lives, we can choose if we want to bring consciousness or presence into our lives. If it's the way we eat a piece of cake, or the way we are with our partners or with friends or with a plant, it doesn't really matter. And you know, animals, they, around sexuality, they just have sex, you know. They don't think about it, they just do it. They don't have a mind to, shall we do it or not? But as humans, we have a choice. You know, we can choose, and we can choose how we want to make love with each other. And do we want to bring consciousness in there? Because often we're not trained that way. We're trained, we call it friction sex, basically, mostly just to get excited. What's really wonderful is to get excited, but then, you know, get a climax and then we're done, and there's a place for that, of course, and it's fun, it's exciting, and then have a climax and we're done and we go to sleep or we go about our day. And we live in a time, and it's not only of this time, it's happened in also in traditions, but more in the sacred and secret places, is bringing consciousness together with the body, consciousness together with sexuality, as it has happened in Tantra. And but also within Christianity and other traditions, but you don't hear much about it. And it's all shoved to the side because it brings too much freedom to people when you come in your truth. beingness in the body, what is part of any tradition anyways, to live that love that we are and embody that, but embody that in sexuality is just a beautiful opportunity for all of us to live if we choose to.
And what would you say in your experience, what are the ingredients to bring really consciousness into the field of sexuality and relationships?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first we need to set a ground and say, if I speak about partners and you live together, just that as an example, just first we need to set a time that we're going to meet. Just very simple, because it's, I find it interesting, we set times to go to the gym, you know, to go to our work, to cook and eat. But we don't often set times for a date. And not a date of for 10 minutes. But really a date of a few hours. We just take time to make love. And so I would say that's the number one ingredient. And then the second ingredient, I would say, in my experience also, is presence. Having an agreement, like, are we on the same page? Are you open to exploring lovemaking or having sex? And awareness is the number one thing here, the number one ingredient. So that all, those two ingredients, setting a time and having awareness is number one. That is like huge as a ground, because in a way, to keep on the velvet ground here, that's the velvet ground, because then we create a commitment, we create a quality of safety, container, and then within that, we can really explore. And then when you have 2-3 hours to be together, There comes naturally relaxation in the body, like, oh, I don't have to get hot immediately or something has to happen immediately. And it brings me on another ingredient is to have no goals. Mm-hmm. Most of sexuality or lovemaking is very goal-oriented. And again, there's a place for that. There's a place for everything. It's just I like to talk about, also from my own experience, make love from a place where there's no goal, where we just step together as awareness. So first taking time to rest in my body and my partner in his or her body. You know, it doesn't matter if it's like male-female partners or male-male or female-female or any kind of combination. It does not matter. It's just, I personally have the most experience with male-female. So that's where I can speak about the most, because that's my experience. But I've seen with other couples, you know, any kind of gender connection, combination, it doesn't matter, it all works at the moment you bring awareness in. So when we come together, I love to play a lot, like we come together and let's just see what wants to happen. Let's just see what wants to happen here. And it can be just first we sit together and have a cup of tea together. And then something can just, you know, relax. There's nothing that needs to happen. It doesn't need to look a certain way. It doesn't need to feel a certain way. But together we step into the unknown. We have our computers turned off, our phones turned off, the doorbell, you know, everything is turned off. We're just here in a space that we create a sacred space together. Mm. And then, you know, naturally what tends to happen is a movement that, you know, we go to the bedroom or we bathe each other or, you know, whatever it is. But the moment we bring awareness there, that's the number one. And awareness is, you know, being present, especially in the body. Not so much that we're busy like, oh, what does my partner want? Or what does he or she need? Or how can I make him or her happy? No, Because truly, when we are centered in ourselves, when we or I am really connected with myself in my own body, the sensations like, gee, how am I doing? Well, actually, I feel good. Well, actually, there's a little tension. Oh, there's actually a little fear. And I just welcome that in, that fear, and perhaps even share with my partners. You know, there's a little fear I notice. I feel a little shakiness here. When there's awareness, we don't have to fix it, get rid of it. It just can be here in the space. And that's the beauty of awareness or presence. Presence is unconditioned, receives everything. So there's an utter welcoming.
That just also came when I listened to you was this quality of acceptance, accepting whatever is there, whether it's in me, whether it's in the other person. It's a huge acceptance. Mm-hmm. And the other quality, which kind of goes hand in hand with this, it immediately is also there, is curiosity. Is, oh, let's just see what comes, what wants to be expressed, what wants to be felt. And it's, and with that, when I name that, there comes playfulness.
I know, there's playfulness and humor, and everything can come in then, because we don't have to change ourselves. Because when we are ourselves, our true nature, when we are ourselves, there's an openness, there is happiness, naturally. Mm. I'm really glad you mentioned that, because that's how then we start moving together in this place.
Yeah, and what also then happens, it can, in my experience, it can, in a matter of a second, can change from openness and excitement and joy to tension, to fear, to I don't know, it can move so quickly from one flavor to another, like clouds moving in the sky. And then with curiosity, it's just, wow, what is now happening? It's the whole atmosphere can change very quick. And also in the other direction.
And with that, it's like less chance of holding on. Because there is, we're both resting in awareness, and sometimes not, you know, we fall out of it. We're all human, so we all mess up. Doesn't matter. And then we can even play with that. So there are these rules or goals where we're supposed to go. They go more and more to the side. More and more, exactly as you say, it's the playfulness that comes in, curiosity. We become more childlike by this exploration. And then it's, you know, that childlikeness can also come in the touch. You know? And first, even without a partner, just with yourself, you can just very gently touch your arm. Just like, oh, you haven't felt it. When I actually put my hand here, I can feel it in my whole body. It's so delicious, you know. It's just a simple touch. Mm. When the moment we are goal-oriented, that we need to be hot, we need to have a heart on, or we need to have an orgasm, then it takes away the beauty of this moment. And every moment is so delicious. Even when there's anger, or sadness, or tension, relax. You know, it's like every moment is delicious when we're actually in the moment to receive it. And that's why I feel this velvet ground gives such a support. It's almost like a message from the Great Mother, like, all is well, you're safe, you can be yourself. Because most of us, we grow up that we cannot really be ourselves. We need to be someone, or we have to look a certain way because we're trained a certain way by our parents. And more actually we come together with our partner, and the more awareness is there, also we become more intimate with ourselves, and through that also more intimate with our partners. And with that, more of those old conditions, they will come to the surface. Mm. Because anything, we kind of step together in the fire of love. So anything in the fire of love will be burned away that doesn't serve us to come closer to ourselves and to our beloved in form. So, yeah, it's very deeply vulnerable to show completely our pain and also completely our pleasure. You know, it's both.
Yeah, and also what you just brought is that in my experience, I feel when we set up a space like that and meet with this intention and with presence, this is really a very powerful healing space, I would say.
Yeah.
And another prerequisite which just popped up in my mind right now is that, and with presence, this comes that you don't identify so much with what is coming up. Sometimes I really have the feeling when we come together like that, I just sense that the issue which is now coming to our awareness is an issue which is, it's not about me or you or us. It's bigger. It's an issue of female and male meeting with all its wounds or with all its expectations, or it feels so beyond personal then.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's also a flow, because in the beginning, at least I know I did, was I would take it all personal, you know, because there was no separation between my experience and some awareness. And, so that takes time too. So it's both. It's like, yeah, first we're completely identified with it, or we know somewhere that it's not really us, but we don't know how to unhook it. And then over time, there comes more and more space. And I feel that's also one of the beauties of being in relationship. And it's not only being in a sexual relationship, mm-hmm. it's being at our work and meeting with other people. I mean, right there, instantaneously something comes up. And just to notice, like, oh, wow, when I see this person, I get so irritated. What is it in me that gets so irritated? And that's the same that can happen in lovemaking. I know, I can remember one time when I was with a partner, it's a while back, and we had set a time and to make love, and I was just so irritated with him. And I knew it had nothing to do with him. And I was like, gee, what is this? And it's so beautiful then to be together that I can let him know, you know it has nothing to do with you, but I'm so irritated just the moment I'm with you. And then, he was also very curious to explore. It's like, okay, let's find out. So then we just took time to have those sensations, allowing myself and also in the space and being with him in the space, allowing those sensations to vibrate. And I can share anything about it. I can't remember the story around it. And then all of a sudden, poof, it just let go. And then the next moment, before I knew it, I could be closer with him because that was not in the way anymore. But then in our little world, so to speak, we kind of broaden our consciousness and we deepen that. And that's also, you know, in daily life, it's, the moment we bring awareness there, the moment we rest as that velvet ground, then something can naturally broaden because there's naturally a welcoming love that welcomes in ourselves, but also whoever is in front of us. And that broadens and deepens our love for ourselves and the other.
And with this movement you are making, I just feel that before, when you are triggered and when something is, it feels more tense and small. And when there you make this movement, there comes space into it. And still there can be this issue or this quality of density or structure, but there comes space into it. And with this space and this making it bigger, I also feel that then also movement can happen easier, as when it's that tight.
Absolutely. And then the movement comes from consciousness, from awareness, from no mind, you know, because mostly our minds are so full with stuff and thoughts and how lovemaking needs to be and what it needs to look like and feel like and all that. And then we can go, sick out breath. It's like, I can just be myself. I can just be here. And sometimes it's very messy and sometimes it seems like to flow. But the more we rest, the more natural the movements start, the body start moving without needing our mind.
Yeah, and also that's for me what we just kind of trying to describe with words how we are then together. This is for me a real meaning of intimacy, being intimate with each other, with whatever is showing up. Sharing it, deeply sharing it.
I sometimes call it to be in it, you know, being intimate. It's like being in it, like taste it, smell it, live it, you know. And that brought together with awareness that gives such a, I don't know how to put it in words, but such a quality of this deep stillness and contentment and aliveness. Deliciousness. It becomes this whole stew that the more and more we rest there, the more delicious the stew comes, and the more naturally it starts kind of rubbing off you, off us, and then with the partner, but and again, also wherever we go. So when we go to a store and we meet the cashier, then we pour that out over the cashier, and he or she sometimes realizes it or not, but they know something is going on, but they don't know what it is. And I think that's also in a way how we can touch all beings. It's not always this big bang thing we need to do. Just the little pebbles, the little touching. I feel sometimes, you know, awakening and enlightenment is just like a magic wand, first touching all our own cells to wake up to themselves. And then we touch all the cells in the universe and they can wake up to themselves. So we, over time, just this wakefulness starts growing all over the planet. And it's just step by step. And sometimes some big bangs are there and then step by step. And that's in the lovemaking too. It's just step by step, and then all of a sudden, like, it's almost you poof into a new state of consciousness together, a new depth of being together, and then you start relating from a whole other way. And in my experience, it's like, you know, often when a part of mind is gone, when it's gone, you realize how much it was there.
Yeah.
And yeah, so and then it's kind of like remarkable to be in this new space for myself, but also then together it's like it becomes like so magical to be here. And I also, it kind of reminds me also, I shared a little bit, but I had a surgery and kidney transplant not too long ago, and and my own two kidneys were taken out also. So I had a big incision in my belly. And so it was very intense with pain and all kinds of stuff. But I realized, you know, I'm still recovering from that. But the first few months, I think after 3 or 4 months, I realized that pieces of me were gone, that I didn't know that they were even there. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even name them, what it exactly was, but I could feel. It sounds kind of silly. It's almost like a fart was there and then it just left me. Just little parts of my mind makeup just went away by this whole experience. And I still don't know what is gone, but it's gone. And there's more space. And that's also what I feel in experiencing lovemaking, that sometimes I go through something, some tension comes and I'm with it. And it goes away, and then there's this open spaciousness, Yes, it's clear there's a certain tension gone and a certain conglomerate gone, but there's something else also gone that I think we're all kind of born with the moment we are born. I mean, going through a birth canal, that's not easy. And coming into this world, it's like, wow, what's happening here? That's traumatizing, you know? Unless you have the luck to have a born, you know, being born while your mother is orgasming, what is definitely possible. And so that's a whole other birth. So just to notice like how pieces just fall away and then naturally falling into deeper consciousness. And the reason I am also mentioning this, that often people think we have to work a lot on our psyche. Yes, there's a place for that. Sometimes there's a confusion that awakening has to do with our psyches. Awakening to our true nature has truly nothing to do with our psyches. There are two different things. So people, what's really beautiful, want to come more conscious also by working with their psyches and the conditionings and letting that dissolve. But it's even more important to rest this awareness and to really deeply know, first of all, you know, I'm not this body, I'm not this mind. Waking up out of it. And then, for instance, lovemaking is a wonderful place to wake into it, to incend, as I call it. We come back in the body and come into our sovereignty and embodiment and bringing that wakefulness. The stillness is resting in the body, not kind of only around in this amazing space, but it's in the body. We are that presence moving in love. And then we step into a whole other consciousness and broadening and deepening, where simultaneously there's like a quality of pleasure that starts coming in. It's just not of this world. So the more, it's kind of paradoxical. It's like the more we embody as being, the more pleasure is there. So in a way, the more we come in the body, there's more pleasure, of course, because there's deeper experience. But simultaneously, we are also more disembodied and disidentified with this vehicle. So it's both simultaneously that there is a freedom of flow, that we're in this field. It's just a field.
Yeah, and my feeling is when I listen to you is that as if the more I disidentify and the more I just accept, the deeper the movement and the experience can go and can be, because it's liberated, it's free to move and to do whatever it does, and yet it's felt more intense. That's very, because I had just yesterday, I had a interview with Thilo, the professor for applied science of consciousness, and there we also came to this awareness that this polarity, those seemingly opposite things, they really belong together. When I can expand and be really make space for both, then all the qualities can move and be there more intense.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Because then it becomes all inclusive. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing we need to cut out anymore. Because we have lived in a time and still are, but things are changing. In a society where we cut everything in pieces, you know, same, because I'm with this kidney thing, I'm aware of all that stuff. It's like, you know, you have doctors for the heart and doctor for the lungs and doctor for the kidneys and doctors for your toes. But the toe doctor doesn't know anything about a kidney and a heart, you know, it's like, it's very separated. And there's a place for that. There are different kinds of doctors. And there's also missing out of that, of the wholeness of it all. And I feel this process of awakening, and if you use that within sexuality, is bringing all the pieces home. And all the, as you speak, the opposites, there's a place for every particle. Because every particle is part of the field, is pure energy. And the more we can let opposites or anything be what it is, it all melts into awareness. It has to, cannot not happen. And I feel that's in a way what happens in lovemaking, where you could say two bodies come together, but it's really one being coming together, but still in the outer two bodies come together, they melt as one.
It's lovely when you say that, because sometimes I have the feeling when I'm together with my partner, and sometimes I know I touch him, but it feels touching me. Yeah. And then I really, there is, for the mind, this is a confusion, but in a way, it feels, that feels like the truth.
Yes, yes.
And I can feel touching him, the pleasure in myself, as if I would be touched. So, yeah.
It's magical. It's natural and magical simultaneously.
Yeah. And in a way, when I really relax into that, I'm with all these qualities we just brought into our exploration, What then often happens is that I just think, this is why I live. This is why I'm here. Just to be like that. It's not about special actions or special achievements or special words, or it's just being like that here. As a human being, this is why I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I totally hear you. It's like the deepest, it's really connection. Connection, relationship, intimacy. What are all side effects of presence. Mm. And it reminds me also, I can't remember who it is, but there's a lady that wrote a book also about when people are dying, what is the most important thing about their lives? And it's basically connection.
Mm.
All about connection. It doesn't really matter how much money you have, what kind of work, blah, blah, blah. It's just connection.
Mm.
And the regret that they didn't fuel different connections.
And what also now comes back to me is because just a few minutes ago, you also spoke about the deliciousness, which is then there. And what I realized that the deliciousness comes not really with the what, it comes with the how. It's not dependent on what is happening or how, or you know, what is there, what feeling is there. It comes more with how I am, with what is. And then this act of being open and embracing and welcoming and allowing this body system with all its senses experiencing, then just the fact that I can be aware of these feelings and sensing and also the mind maybe doing something it's a wonder, it's a miracle. It's just, wow, how all this is possible to experience. Then it's not so much about what am I experiencing, it's just the fact that I'm able to. Yeah.
Exactly. And also there are steps in that. So first there's exactly as you say, and what I also spoke about is like awareness of, you know, awareness of the sensations and the pleasure and everything. And then the next step is just being awareness, resting as awareness. And then that brings a whole other, that doesn't exclude the being aware of the sensations. It's even more stepping into the direct experiencing. It's kind of awaring and resting as that. And that brings, again, another, you could say, deeper, wider, higher, whatever, dimension in the lovemaking.
That was the word which also came. It's entering then another dimension.
Exactly.
Because you kind of, it's a bit like with physics, you then go, before you were just in the air, and then you go into water or into another element, into another dimension where something else is possible, which wasn't in the other dimension, kind of.
It's so exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what I also sometimes say, then it's seems also to enter then another planet, to go to another planet where something else is happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you think, Marlies, in your experience, because often what we experience in our relationship is that often I'm kind of the one who is more sensitive, and then I share it in being in it. Sometimes I share with words, and then my partner says, "Yes, you are right. I couldn't have expressed it like that or put it in words, but when you do it, it's more easy for me to join you and to go there." So do you think that it's a bit more as women, our territory to share about that and bring men?
Absolutely. Well, in the moment, I'm not directly with a partner. And what you're sharing, that's exactly the feminine. The feminine is about connecting, is bringing words to the experience. And when your partner is open to receive that, that touches, and they can use it, because our brains, and obviously bodies, are differently built. And very, you know, we all become sense organs, but more naturally females are more, sounds kind of silly, but more sense organs. So that's the gift we give by being ourselves and connecting with that within and connecting that out, that they're being touched. And they can take that with them in the lovemaking as they touch us in their way. And that's the, you know, the dance we do together. And I think it's very important what you shared. And that's, again, it comes natural to you. It's just naturally, you sense it naturally, it pours out in words and a way of touching.
And then it's also amplifying, I sense, when it's then shared and both share this, it's growing, it's expanding, it's amplifying, and it's even more nourishing when it's shared and received. And
absolutely. And that's the intimacy. You know, that's consciousness, you know, brings us together like that. And there are two people that are willing and open. So you start more and more moving as one. You bring those parts together and they come closer, and then more and more as one. And that brings that nourishment and a deeper connection and falling in a realm that you don't know then together. And yeah, absolutely. And I think also an important ingredient in that, what you asked in the beginning is, you know, when you set a date and you have so much space, is the slowing down. And the more we slow down, the more space we have and we can slow down, the more our bodies open up. And especially for females, even biologically, a female body takes about 30 minutes to open up. You know, in the beginning when we just know each other, there's a lot of hormones flying around and very excited and it's wonderful experience. But when we're together for a longer amount of time with our partners, then, especially then, it's good to set dates, to have a lot of space to allow especially the female to warm up, so that the more the female opens, the more the man can join them, because men tend to be much faster and when they're ready. And what's also really nice, what I found out also, is that it's also for a man very nice to know we set a date. Because for a man in his makeup, it's really nice to know, well, actually, we have set a time aside that we will going to make love. So he can relax a little bit because he has different urges than females. You know, it's, nothing is right or wrong. It's just differently, we bake differently. So when we have that slowing down to actually come in our sensual body, then it's also easier to connect within and with our partner. And as you shared, then share what your experience is or whatever the experience is, that something can start, you know, a female body is like a flower that opens up petal, petal by petal by petal. And that can then just kind of envelop the male in a way.
Yeah, and what then comes up, I just love the way how things unfold in our sharing. Yeah. Because what is then touched in me is that two things. So one thing is that I take care and that I'm very authentic in what supports me in my relaxing. And that can be something very simple, like I love lying on a nice blanket where the fabric or the smell I love, this can support me, or where I also am open to ask what I need. So could you just maybe massage my neck a bit because I feel some tension there, and this can take 1 or 2 minutes and I can sense that,
Yeah, I think that's very important what you're sharing there. I remember when this same partner, we did a lot of our relationship was a lot about exploration. We were just only exploring. And because for a lot of people, I think male and female, it's really hard or challenging to ask what I need. Exactly what you say, just simple. Can you touch, you know, massage me a little bit? What your partner always tends to want to do, but often we're the ones have a hard time asking. So we would do explorations like, okay, for the next hour, he would be the giver and I would be the receiver, and I could say for an hour long whatever I wanted, no matter what, and he would say yes, and then, you know, change it around. And it brings so much happiness and freedom because when I would take time just really resting inside myself and just wait what would come. Like, oh, yeah, can you touch me here? Or can you hold me? And I'm exactly saying how I want to be held. And the body just opens up and relaxes in a way that's just so freeing. Because, again, in our upbringing, perhaps we can relax a little bit, but then we need to start doing something and we need to be a certain way. And I can remember just a little thing, just in my upbringing, I would sometimes just sit on the couch, just stare, you know, and at some point my parents would come, either one, and say, aren't you going to do something? You know, that's just a tiny little thing, but that's so deeply ingrained in our society. So my experience to broaden and deepen consciousness in any area of our lives needs slowing down. And that's also why it's so important to take time to sit with ourselves, to meditate. And that has helped me a lot. So I can only speak from my own experience. And, you know, if it doesn't resonate for anybody that's listening here, then don't do it. And I know this, even, you know, even if I'm 10 minutes a day, just in silence, mostly I take many more time for that, because the deeper I sit with myself and rest naturally more deeply as awareness, the more I bring that to every department in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's like a practice. I just got reminded about Thich Nhat Hanh was being interviewed, and I think by Oprah, and she asked him something like, you know, how do you get all through these things, these horrible experiences you had? And he said, it's just a practice. I just breathe. So he says, I don't want to leave peace. I just, wherever I am, whatever comes up, immediately I go to my breath and come with peace. And that's the basis velvet practice. And I see it too. It's just come to the breath. That's a doorway in. Rest this awareness, if we're able to, but just coming to the breath and then bringing that anywhere in our lives, in lovemaking, or just talking with our children, or going to our work, or walking on the street. So in a way, in a funny way, it's the simplest thing there is, right? To rest is our true nature. To breathe. And for some funny reason, it's the hardest thing to do for most all of us. I think that's an incredible paradox.
Yeah, what just came up for me is when you said breathing, even just breathing together.
Yeah.
And I think we just kind of conditioned and trained so much to go into complexity and to look for fancy things and for huge events and for something very special, but the very simple and the easy things which are just there, we tend to overlook, but they can be really so profound as just breathing together.
Right, just breathing together. Right. Yeah. The just simplest thing, I remember when my former husband and I separated, one little thing I missed was often one day a week, often it was Saturdays or Sundays, I would buy croissants and we would sit at the front step and have tea or coffee and croissants. Just so simple. It's just that utmost simplicity of being together. Nothing needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Just enjoying the togetherness and eating a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we also bring that in our lovemaking, just the utmost simplicity. What? Just holding the question. What if there's nothing that needs to happen? No orgasm. No touching. No nothing. What if we just can sit or lay here together? What would that be like? I think it's a wonderful question to ask, because there we can see instantaneously our tendencies, what we're used to. Yeah, but I want to organize. Yeah, but we need to do something. I'm for some reason very interested in lovemaking and sexual lovemaking. And it's an empty area of our lives. And it really is every area of our lives, is in my world, is about the making of love with everything. The making of love with a piece of food, the making of love drinking a glass of water, making of love just holding this piece of fabric in my hands. And it's just bringing a consciousness here, just right here. And that's the slowing down. We come to a complete halt. And then we're in the here and now. Naturally, we fall in this deeper high. That is our true nature. And the more we come to that hold, the more we can bring that into lovemaking. And it's just the deeper I, the presence of our being, that the depth of stillness. In a way, it has no form, no feeling, no thought, no nothing to it. And simultaneously, it's filled with deliciousness. The sweet aliveness of being, the utmost sweetness, capital S. And to share that with another, that's just, you know, we come completely in it. We become it. And not by doing anything, just by following to what wants to happen. So it's not about me anymore or my partner, whoever that is. It's about like this third energy that I call it her, capital H. It's neither male or female. It's like her. We join her to what naturally wants to happen. So So we join the flow together. And yeah, that's the place of no mind. It's the unknown. It's so, I don't know how to put in words.
What just popped up in me was this quality of being receptive. Mm. And sometimes it feels then when I sense maybe what you call her, and it's also difficult to put it in words because it's not an object. Mm-hmm. I would say still a certain flavor or quality there. And then it feels as if something really becomes very, very slow, like you have a movie in slow motion, and then I'm aware that something in me is responding to that and then moving or following in a certain way, but the core comes from something bigger out of me, but then I respond and I answer to it but the awareness of that comes really with this quality of the slow motion where everything is as if it is really pulled and space is becoming very big. Then I'm aware of this. Yeah. And then in a way, it's also not really correct because how I say it, because then it seems there is something and there is me. It feels as if there is a certain oneness, but as if there are different expressions of this oneness where a quality is kind of more in a guiding mode and another aspect of this oneness is following and responding and answering. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to express, but I try to what is touched in me when I listen to you and how I would describe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. Because those seemingly two elements, as you say, they're not two, but they're one. They really blend together. Yeah, I understand. And I anything that's really hard to express like that, that is that the one and only one that we cannot put in words. But I can feel it. I can feel that feeling behind it when you speak about it.
Mm. Yeah, and maybe this is kind of is our invitation. So when we try to express and put words and bring the quality of it, this is this invitation to all of who is listening, watching to that, just tuning in finding that resonance in themselves. And yeah, and what I also can sense is that all of me is required to be with that. It's not just trying to understand it, or it's also not trying to feel it in my belly, or it's really all of me is required to, or is invited to resonate with it in its different levels, different dimensions.
Yeah, absolutely. And perhaps also for the listeners, even while we're speaking here right now, just feel it in your own body. You know, just feel in your own experience. In a way, don't believe a word we're saying here. I had once a teacher who would always start, "Don't believe a word I'm saying." And I really like that. So don't believe a word we're saying here. Just feel in your own experience what just happens inside you, in your body, when you hear us speak, you know, what gets touched. And stay with that, play with that, and explore that. Because it's wonderful to listen. I'm really happy you're listening. And we can only truly only find out when we go into our own world and explore the sensation and this resting, this presence, this that is always here. no matter what happens in the so-called outer. And so yeah, that's my invitation to anybody that's listening. Find out, lay, get curious.
Mm-hmm.
Go explore with yourself in that, no matter where you are, if you're walking in nature or alone at home or with friends or at your work or with your partner, explore, play. It's constantly changing. You know, there is the permanence of resting as awareness, and from that comes impermanence. Everything is changing. So exploration, consciousness, it's all changing all the time. Find out. There's not one set way to be. It's just we all have our different flavors, and that's what will bring that true happiness and peace and contentment at all times and all situations. We need to explore. We need to find out. We need to get curious and dive in, dig that one hole and go all the way and find out.
Yeah, and I also love what you bring, because this is really so much in the center also of our Conscious Evolution Summit, is this ability to change, this ability to, as you said in the very beginning of our interview, where you recognized that something was just falling away, and it dropped away and it was gone. And I sense things like that happening a lot. That I just, it can be something like a certain habit that even my partner says, I just noticed you used to do this, or you reacted like that when I said something like this. You don't do it anymore. And I say, you're right. I didn't notice it. It's gone. Or it can be something very subtle where I can't really name it, what went or what is gone, but it's just something is not there anymore. And I mean, I can understand that sometimes that can be a bit frightening and to shake a bit our sense of security, because something is really changing. But when we, I guess when we are really looking more forward and orienting from the presence to, let's say this, what supports me a lot is when I sense, I can sometimes really sense a potential of where I'm aware that I can live certain qualities more, can invite them more into my life, or can open more, then my orientation goes more to the what is possible, not so much in the past or in what's there, but more following a natural pull. It's like is as if I'm a plant, I'm a tree, and I respond or resonate a lot with the huge tree, you know, the big, what's possible to become.
I, it's beautiful, because it's as I see that, it's like first it's kind of coming to the passive part, you could say, of presence, owning that, and from that comes the active, that's like the expression. And I feel that's what you were sharing, is just this natural expression that wants to happen, is our potential, you know, because this presence is infinite potentiality, and then bringing that in. And yeah, I agree, there's the more and more we come in the unknown, people get scared, but in a way the beauty is we will come more and more comfortable in the unknown. Mm-hmm. That's what we're moving towards. And that's so wonderful when you can bring that in. And I feel also in there's this big shift in consciousness is happening. I mean, I can feel it. And so it's like an acceleration is happening. And in that is the same what you're speaking is happening also in the collective. Like people, things are changing. People are waking up. People are letting go of ways how they used to live. I feel actually in this world, what's happening is like, yeah, the acceleration is happening and the darker is getting darker, and simultaneously the light is getting lighter. And we will see how it's going to unfold. So that's my curiosity in these times. But also in ourselves, the more, the stronger the light starts shining within me, but also the stronger the darkness comes to the surface, because, you know, awareness shines equally on everything. And then I can't deny it anymore, even if I don't want it because it's too embarrassing. Like, gee, shit, that's still there. But then this light starts shining, and the more I allow this to happen, all of a sudden this flip happens and a deeper resting comes. So again, something falls away. And I can say it's simple now. It's not always this simple. Mm-hmm. But just to get a sense. So I, that's what came up when you shared that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also what I just want to share, because maybe also some people can resonate with that, because in the process of my deeper awakening, I had periods where I was really, where just resting in the stillness, in the presence, was just the right thing to do and the right thing to be. But then, and it was a quite a long period, it was a few years kind of, where I was not really interested in something out there or some engagement or being active, just feel resting in bed and kind of, I don't know, really dropping down in that and anchoring in that and growing roots in that. But then I felt also this movement, which I just shared, this kind of growing and also going out. And then my partner tended to question me and said, ah, maybe that's the ego wanting something more and something more. And it was really, I was really curious with that and honest and exploring it. But then the more and more I tuned in, it, I said, no, it's a natural energy flow of growing and of expanding and of moving. So in a way, this I would say the stillness and the roots and the anchoring is in that is has its value, and it's a lovely quality, and it's not in it's not competing with the other movement in another direction. They both can be where then in a natural way there comes being active or doing or talking to you, inviting people or engaging in something. It's a different expression in a way of the same, coming from the same source.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really crucial that we listen to that.
Yeah.
Because that's what wants to happen in that moment, that expression that wants to come forward. I myself am kind of in a period, I'm very much inside myself because of the healing period I'm in. So I need a lot of space. I'm kind of like living in my private hermitage, even though I'm now in Holland and traveling, but most places I am, I'm alone most of the time, and I see some friends, but I can feel it's like if I don't listen to this, it's I miss an opportunity. It's almost like that. It's such an opportunity for me to, and it's going on for more than half a year, and it's like, no, this is what I need. Just completely, I truly have no choice, because if I don't listen, I get slammed immediately. And I can feel it's just, it's like a stew, you know. I feel I'm being stewed, and it's getting more and more ready before I'm ready to truly fly out and to listen to that. And yes, I agree. We all have these times where there's times of stewing deeper, and there's times of flying out wider. And then it's, you know, it's this movement in and out.
And I had this period, this almost living in a cave for 6 years, where my mind sometimes said, "Ah, you need to work something, you need to earn money, you need to be in service for the world and all of that." But nothing would really work. And I would end up again and again just being on my own and just, you know, there was no choice really. It just was there. But it felt for me now when I look back, like when you prepare a field, sometimes a field where you grow something needs to be empty for a few years.
Yeah.
And then the earth gets fertile and gets inside all these microorganisms which you can't see, they are just hidden. But it's alive, something is happening and there is something. And I just wanna encourage people seeing us and listening to us that sometimes such a period can really take a long time, and to value that we don't feel we are selfish or we are not serving or we are not contributing. It can be a huge service and contribution towards ourselves, really the self-acceptance and self-love and self-healing. And there is a natural rhythm. It will come. It goes inside, it goes out, it goes in, it goes out. And we don't know the rhythm really. We can't follow it.
Right. Yeah, it's crucial to listen to that.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. I thank you so much, Marlies, for this very natural and organic dance and exchange and just sharing our experiences and our universe, opening in a way our universe to our audience. And
thank you too. Thank you for having me, and yeah, I enjoy this flow too. And that's like making love, you know, it's this going back and forth, joining together. It's not like me, you, it's just joining the flow. And yeah, very precious. Mm-hmm. I truly wish for all beings everywhere to truly fall into the flow, fall into our true nature and live as that, with healthy relationships and with ourselves first and then with all beings everywhere, and so that all together we can lift into what we truly are and express that. I mean, what else would we want to be doing here? You know, I feel we're in a schooling here on this planet to wake up, you know, and then just live as that and touch all, just touch all in all worlds everywhere, so that, you know, we all will benefit and be touched. And that's what keeps me going.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you to you listening and watching us wherever you are. And I hope you were touched inside. I hope you are curious to explore more and to relax into what you are and expand and let go and grow and all of that. Thank you.